This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I want to talk to you today about science and scientific advertising. It was a book by Claude Hopkins. Came out almost 100 years ago. Excellent book. But what's the point? The point that I want to focus on today is the title of the book, Scientific Advertising. So I'm sure you know in science that the scientist will form a hypothesis. If I do this, I wonder if this will happen. Or if I do that or cause this to happen, then I think this will happen. Do we do that as customers, as attorneys that are trying to market to get more clients to our practice? Do we do that? Well, I haven't seen it happen very much. What I have seen is that attorneys will go on feel. They'll try different marketers. You know, oh, I like this one. I didn't like this one. Or, oh, I've been through 6 marketing companies. Or, oh, we've tried direct mail and that didn't work. Or, I wish my secretary would do this and that when they answer the phone. But, you know, I told them to do it. They're just not doing it or it's not working, et cetera. All these excuses. But the common theme about all this is feel, think, guess. And that's no good. You have to be scientific. You have to be detailed about your marketing and your advertising. Just like when doing a case, you can't guess that there's evidence that will help or hurt your client. You have to look for it. You have to document it. You have to look at the specifics of it. You know, there's a car accident and someone ran a red light. Did they run the light or not? Was there a timestamp on the light? Did someone with a dash cam see the accident and, view it? You know, is there proof the light was run, or maybe it wasn't? Maybe the other person that went shouldn't have gone, and the light had already turned against them or hadn't turned against them. So why not do this with your advertising and your marketing? For instance, let's say I'm getting 15 calls a month or 20 calls a month to my law office, and I'm retaining 3 clients a month on average. I'm just putting numbers out here. And I've been told by a marketer or two that I should have a script for my admin that answers the phone. Why can't I test it? Why can't I look and see my baseline? All right, on average, we're getting a 20% conversion rate. From the people that call, 20% of them end up being clients. So instead of saying, oh, well, we can't get any higher, or that's not the problem, or they're all junk clients, why not document them? See each client that calls, or each potential client that calls. Are they a tire kicker? What did they say? What are the commonalities? What if I split test script A versus script B that the secretary gives when they answer the phone? And I measure, and here's the important part, I measure how many clients I end up retaining or the things that they say when they call me. If you do such a thing, now you have evidence. You don't just have speculation. And that's what you want, both as an attorney and a scientist. And which way do you think is going to get you to the right results? Which way do you think is going to get you more clients? Speculation, feeling, thinking, guessing, or actual numbers, tracking and testing and forming hypotheses and looking at real data? It's an obvious question. It's a rhetorical question. You know the answer, but yet so few people do it. I've been guilty of it many times in my marketing. I try not to be. I'm cognizant of it. I'm aware of it. And I ask you, as an attorney, to please do the same thing. You can do this yourself. If you don't want to do it, if you feel like you can't do it, if you don't have time for it, that's okay. There's companies out there like Speakeasy Marketing that can help you do it. There are consultants out there, experts in marketing to attorneys, marketing for attorneys, helping them market, like myself, Richard Jacobs. Call us. Call people like us. My number is 888-225-8594. I can help you do this. I can help you track and get real numbers and evidence on your marketing campaigns and show you what works versus what doesn't, instead of gut feeling. And gut feeling is never pleasant because it's misleading many times. So again, visit www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC, or call 888-225-8594.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594. 225-8594. 1-800-875-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.